we find an unbelievable dark. Tell the Gezara, but so we find that Thomas Dvoira dies, the person in the Chumash is being passionate, but when he's called Thomas Dvoira, Meinekes, Thomas Dvoira, Meinekes, Bichol, think of every Tach, the Beisel, Tanas, all Vikos, Moshe, Balon Bachus, put Alon Bachus. What is called Alon Bachus? The Alon of a lot of crime. Rashi says an unbelievable tzarach. At that time was nispasa on another death. What was the other death? Shehugala al imo shemesa. It was revealed to him that Yaakov, not only that his the minekis of Rivka died, but also Rivka herself was nifta. That there's a hidden thing in this week's parasha. Everybody asks you, where is it? Where do we see that Rivka died? I don't find it anywhere. Sorry, it says she died. And I'm going to lay out of it, but Rivka doesn't say where she died. Rachel tells us she died. What about Rivki Meinu? It doesn't say anything about she died. But Rashi brings there's a hidden pasuk in this week's parasha that in that pasuk there's a giloy that Rivka died, but it's not revealed. Where's that pasuk? It says Tachas Ha'Aloyim that this lady Dvoyer, who's the Meinekes Rivka, who's the nursemaid of Rivka, she died and they buried her Tal the base Tachas Ha'Aloyim by a tree over there. And the Kroshma Alan Bochus, they call that place Alan Bochus, the Alan of crying. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Ches. Rashi says that here was the Spasa, was announced to the world, was the Spasa, Yaakov Avinu got a telegram that his mother Nebuchus Nifto Rifko. Frek Rashi. Such a hush of a lady. You know, any Kohen Imoiz al Arba is only 40 Imoiz, the greatest women in the history of Klal Yisrael, the women who are called the Imoiz, the mothers of Klal Yisrael. And her death is hidden, no one knows about it, it only has to be rumors in a puzzle. Why is that? Says Rashi, Shabbo Yikalu Habriyos Hakeres Shiyotsu Yimenu Yisrael. Unbelievable puzzle. And we hear the death because who came out from Rivka? A person called Esau, and who wanted Mekalo. And people were going to Mekalo, the womb that can't bring about such a human being to the earth. Therefore, everything was hidden. Therefore, the Torah didn't speak about it, not to Mephazim too much. But after everything that she did, but Esau came out, and Rahman al Islam. But I think the answer to this Pelah de Gezach comes a little bit further in the Pesukim, and then it could be that could be the Remez. Meister, there's another kash in this week's parasha. Ve'ela toldos Esav le'edom. And we go through the toldos of Esav back and forth, all the different toldos. And the Meister, Rashi tells us better why we bring it later on. He says because of Timnah, this lady called Timnah who wanted to join into Klal Yisrael, and Avram pushed her away, and she married Eliphaz. He said, even that is a kedai to be in this family, to join up with Eliphaz. So Chazal say, that's the Indian. But the Maisa could be this another Indian. This is what the Torah wants to teach us. And the Torah wants to many Pesukim to teach us. Rashi tells us, if you look through the Pesukim, no one has to go through the Pesukim. But the Pesukim at the end of Ayishlach, you go through the Pesukim and you find something amazing and fascinating, but Lara. You go through the Pesukim and you see, as Rashi pointed out, that when they associate the genealogy and the generations and the offspring and the fathers and the parents, we go through and we find a lot of lasteers over here. We find kids and fathers that are married to mothers and everything. So Rashi tells over there, Pella, that is not Rashi Pato Pella, Rashi tells us that over there in the family of Esav, there was a lot of problems. Mildly, I don't know where they have this, but it's a very common out in the where people. Let's say there's a name for it, whatever. But anyway, but the mice of people that Rahman al-Islam who get married and have mamzerus in their families. To put it mildly, that people that live with their mothers. And live with the sisters.
Rednecks.
The car for the rednecks. It's not funny. You're my son. That was, I was looking for the rednecks. Right? So look at the rednecks. The car for the rednecks. it's going to the Rav. Makar for the rednecks of Israel. This week's parsha. This week's parsha. One with fun. He looks at the things that Mamish says. He lived with his mother and lived with this and that. As Lachoy, you're looking at his study, you start to say, what's going on over here? The Torah is going through such an arichas. Okay, they want to be at the Eviptim, there's a different shmur to get into. But I think there's another pshat over here, boys, and that's very, very chashuv. That the parsha starts off, the Eila told us, Esav who Edom, this is the Torah of Esav, he's Edom, Esav Lachach has Noshim ibn Nois Kana. He took his wives from the Nois Kanaan, as Oda Bas Eil Achita. There's Oliva Basana Basivan Achivi. There's Buzz Bashishmachos Nevoyos. And he took these wives. Now, what is the Pasuk emphasizing at the beginning of the parish he took Benoit's Kanaan for? I believe the Yisoyah is Murray the Gavoisai. That the Chazal wanted to teach us that the Torah is Emes, the Rosai Emes, and that the words of Chazal and the understanding of the Ovis and Imoyos are Emes. And that if the Torah tells us something, or if the Emois and the others told us something, they knew what they were talking about. But it's like, as a lesson, the Abemis, as it says later on in Parashas Vayigash, also he says, as you saw it, that the Maisa with Yehuda, that Yehuda had a problem with his two first children, Erev Oina, we learn later on, that they did terrible Abemis, they were killed. If you look carefully who he married, there's also Benoist Kanaan. And like we said a few times, what's the Yisoy Datvarim? The Yisoy Datvarim is, I said, it goes very, very geschmack with Rivka Lashitasa in Be'emes. If we look back, Be'emes is a Vilna Goin, let's start with the Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin says in his Sefer Evan Shloim, which is a Sefer, it's really a collection of the Vilna Goin statements. The Vilna Goin says it's such a powerful line. He says, that the tachlis of a person in this world, I'll repeat this, but it's so important for every boy to know, every bachur to know, every human to know, the tachlis of a person in this world is to work on his midos. V'im lav loma loy chayim. That's the lashon of the Goyin said. The Goyin said, if a person does not work on his midos and become a baal midos toivos, to become a normal human being a who's good in interpersonal relationships. He knows how to get along, and he's a Baal Midos Toivas. He's giving, he's caring, he knows how to be, he's good with other people. If he doesn't work on his Midos to become a good person, Loma Loi Chayim, he has no purpose for existence. So he'll ask me, what are you going talking about? You know me, what about learning Torah? What about doing all this thing? I don't know, but this is what the Vilna Goin writes. That if a person does not work on himself to become a Baal Midois, he doesn't work on his Midois, his Midois don't become perfect. Loma Loi Chayim. Why does he need life, says the Goin? And it could be Pasha Pshad, was with Morris Mashmatinus also. And a person who has bad Midois, so that, even if he learns Torah, could be what's going to come from him. The Torah will make that his midos even worse. We'll go into it. The Gemara says, in the Tal, you will have our payu, the Gemara of Zion, I'm an Av, I'm a Zionist, which Rabbi Lovman says that the Torah can work like rain. You have to know sometimes Torah could also impress you. You have to know, I have a home house in that, what's the difference? But sometimes Torah can mashpil a toy and change a person's midos, depends what. But the Mur is mashma also that a person could get chas v'sholem, the Torah could become a samchas amoves to a person. They could use it for the wrong. But they'll open to compare it to rain. You know, when you put rain comes down, it helps things grow. But it depends on what's planted. If it's planted there, nice crops and good stuff, that comes out. If rotten stuff is planted, thorn, whatever is planted over there, so their stuff's going to come out. The kids are. So that's what Rivka said. That's what the Goyen said. Now, where's the Makar from the Goyen for this Rivka? So where in the Torah is the Makar? So I once found, I think it's a Moyodic Makar. I don't know if the Goyen bring it. I found the Makar for the Goyen. In the Chumash of Rivka. Where's the Makar of this Goyen in the Chumash? Really? No. Where's the Makar for the Goyen? So it's Mefurisha Pasik, no, Rivka. At the end of Toldus. What happened over there, Rivka? Rivka comes to her husband. And she says, we got to send Yaakov out to get a wife. Where should he go? Send him to Rivka calls in that she has to go out. You know, Yitzchak calls Yaakov in, also he has to go out. He shouldn't take out doors from Bnei's Knan. He should go to Padam Aram. To Padam Aram, where Avram got his wife, is the Suel, Lavan, go to there and take a wife. Why did Yitzchak send Yaakov there? Because Rivka came to Yitzchak telling Yitzchak, we gotta send Yaakov, it's time to get married, he's old enough. He's 63 years old, it's about time. He's been in Tveres Chaim long enough, we gotta send him out to get married. So, Lamaisa, I said this with a good board, Lamaisa, that I figured out why guys sleep a lot in Yeshiva, because Lamaisa, I figured out this week, because it says in the parasha from Adma Rishon, he was looking for a wife. And he couldn't find the wife, so what happened? Hashem said he went to sleep. And then when he went, in that sleep he was able to get a wife. So I think that's how I figured out the Amazon boy side. But he eventually woke up. And then he got his wife. Anyway, Lamaisa, he said that you have to go get a wife in Barara. So Rivka had pushed Yitzchak to tell Yaakov to go find a wife. Now, what was Rivka's plan? How did Rivka approach Yitzchak to tell him that he has to get out of here and go get a wife and tie down and run? Listen to the pasuk, it's an unbelievable pasuk. From here, I hold the moon going. Listen to a pasuk in Perek Chav Ches pasuk Mem Vav. Rivka says to her husband, Katzti. My life has no meaning. Ma'asti b'chayra, she says. My life has no meaning. And my life is despicable. I have no life. Mitnei b'nois cheis. Because of the b'nois, the daughters, the ladies, the girls, in b'nois cheis, that's in this area where Yaakov requires to take a wife. The area. Who's the heir of b'nois cheis? Katzti b'chayai. My life has no meaning. What's Pshat about that? People we said in the Pshat, everybody remembers the Shmuz, from the Chayasura Shmuz, everybody remembers, you know, about Malav and Malka then. But they don't remember in that Shmuz we spoke, that why did Avram send his Eliezer? And didn't take a wife from Eliezer. Avram didn't take Eliezer's daughter, because he's from Canaan. The Rosh Hashanah's Mazbe Knan is bad midos. They might have found with Ashkofis by Lavan, but they're good midos. They come from good stock. That's where Avram came. Good midos. They're good people. It's just Avodah Zorah. Here in Canaan, they have a big Rosh Hashiva. Eliezer was a big Rosh Hashiva, but what was the problems with Rosh Hashanah? The midos are no good. So it comes out Benois Knan. What's their problem? Midos. What does Rivka say? Kasti v'chaya, my life has no meaning. She's the mother of Yaakov Avinu. She has everything. But if her children are going to take a wife from Benois Canaan, then it's not worth living. Because the Iker in this world is that a person is Misak and is Mis, that we were created for a person. The Iker in this world that if he's going to marry a girl with Mushkos and Midos, the kids are going to be one of the Chmos and the whole class are going to be Mushkos and Midos, and there's no purpose for living. And this way comes out very geschmack. If the daughter, if the son, Esav, who now married the Benois Knan, and what about this generation of rednecks? Mama, she looked through, it's unbelievable what's going on over there. You know, you don't have to go to the, you know, those things that other yeshiva blah, blah, look on in the sag. You don't have to go see. You have it all here. Unbelievable what's going on over there. Tonight everybody's going to get there. Let's go, Chumash, get it over. Anyway, the Maisa, what was going on over there, Chmol Litzlan, he was married, his mother, and his father. It's unbelievable, the Mamzeris. But what's the Torah teaching us? You know why this took place? You know why this took place? Because he married Benois Canaan. And the whole lesson of Rivka said that there's no life for me. And now when she died, her life was, her death was hidden because she didn't want, she gave birth, she had a son who Taka didn't listen. And he went and he took a Benois Knan. And what happened? The thing what she was worried, her life's not worth, therefore her death was hidden. Because that was the next parasha that came afterwards, her death was hidden. She didn't feel it was worthy to live anymore. to be known, to have any hashpah in the world. And Shittak had a son that went out and created a generation of rednecks. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, what's the lesson for us, boys? The lesson for us is two lessons. First of all, the Torah is endless. Amita, but the Ovitz came over. They knew what they were talking about. That's what the Torah put this parasha in. To tell you they know what we're talking about. They said, "Don't, I don't want you to take it easy, Eliezer. Take it easy." So we'll get up and no. Because they have rotten midos. They're all self-centered. They want the best for themselves. Therefore, they're so self-centered. They want the best for themselves. They'll do whatever they need, any time they have. The mother, the sister, the this. Any time they have, they don't care. They only care about themselves. Because the Melech, the Torah wants to teach us that lesson, boys. That you have to understand, first of all, that the Torah is ever to give direction in life. Don't take Benoist Kran. You'll see what happens if you do take Benoist Kran. Achmon will find what happened. But second of all, to teach us the Yisrael of Oisat. That Mido is Katzpun Dechayat. Mido is Torah, and the most important thing that a person could have in this world of Oisat. And that's what he has to work and strive. To be a Baal Mido is Torah, to work on his Mido is. That's what he's in this world for, Oisat. Avad the way for learning and learning, and we have to become a Talmidei Chacham, but you have to become a Baal Mido, you have to become a mensch. The person that cares about others. The person that's just worried about others. It's a vow with others, doesn't want to harm others. Yaakov Avinu Vayira Yetzelo, he was so worried. What was he so worried? One thing, they shouldn't get killed, someone, they shouldn't kill somebody else, shouldn't harm somebody else. Esau was going to kill him. He was so worried that he shouldn't harm somebody else. Because Yaakov Avinu's midos were pristine. Were pristine! Because Yaakov Avinu Taka was Yosef Aharlam, and he worked on his midos. He worked on himself. He took the Afghan wives who were buying midos. His wife was living around midos. This is what we have to learn in Bersa. This is what we have to understand. This is what we have to do, our Afghan, our goals. We're setting goals for ourselves in yeshiva on the top of the list of Bersa. Besides finishing this, I'm finishing that, I'm finishing this, is becoming the true Baal midos. That people should see him and say, oh, that's a chashma man. That's a chashma person. He's courteous. He's considerate. He cares about others. He comes to the dining room and he lets the other guy go first for him. Right? He comes into the dining room and there's a big bowl of salad and he doesn't make Mount Everest climb with a salad. Even though he's not eating pizza today, so he's entitled to 7 portions. One pizza can get 7 scoops of salad. Any hiking boots to get on top of that salad? Dum 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 dum, rope him up! Repelling off my salad! Taking it, we're not doing a new chipper, it's free. We're repelling off somebody's salad bowl. But to be considerate, to be a mensch, to be a man, that's the purpose of our existence. Come to Shalem, the East Shalem, and me, there's Tavis of Isaac. One thing I would love that at least in the Avam Yeshiva, that we should be known as Baruch Hashem good learners. Maybe we can't be that, but no. We should be known as good learners, but we should be known as Baruch Hashem as Gevalah, B'nei Odom, as the Ish Tzadik, as being mentioned, as being courteous, walking around the street. And when you go to Kings, you offer the guy next to you first, you don't take it yourself. Chas v'shalom. But to be courteous, to be known as the Allah should be an example of what it means to be an emissary ben Torah, which means shleimus and midos Torah, Rabbeinu. The higher, the more chashiv you want Torah, the more chashiv you have to be a ben Olam Haba. If not, the chil Hashem. You have to walk around and make a chil kiddush Hashem by being a man, should be a ben Olam Haba, be about midos Torah. And you have to learn about Midas places. That's why people don't come to the Shmuz, don't come to this, the Musa. You gotta learn to be married, they gotta swarm and work on your Midas. You wanna have a good marriage, you wanna have a good life, you gotta work on your Midas. The place I'm dealing with few Shalom Bayis at this moment, Shalom Bayis issues, and it's all Midas Royce. Midas Royce. Because person never learned as Yeshiva Baal to be a Baal Midas Toivis. Stender never answered back. He rocked it back and forth. He did whatever he wanted with it. He comes home and that's it. The same thing. treats everything like a shmata. And he still has those smelly socks with the iPod inside. Clean the socks already. Take out the iPod, it won't break. But the mice, you have to learn how to be in all the machmeres. You have to learn how to treat someone nicely. Treat your fellow friend nicely. There should be so much achdus and so much courtesy in the yeshiva that it should be like everybody should aspire to be somebody special in that area. All the bichoshev, anybody choshev, emes of choshev in Torah, boys, that was an emes of ben olam machavera, boys. And just saw recently a story. It was a yid that lived in a building in Ponovich. It was an alta yid. And I just read the story recently, touched by a story 3, I think it was, page 67, 3 lines at the bottom. But anyway, there was a yid in a building in the area of Bnei Brak, near Ponovich, and he was never a yid. It was an older yid, and one day he got a knock at his door, and he didn't want to go to answer it, he just wanted to stay in his room, and he wasn't interested. The knock persisted. All of a sudden, at the door, there was a laser shach, Moran Agon of Shach, with his chulin pot. It was Shabbos day. This old Ger Chosid came to the door, finally opened up, and then he sees Rav Shach. He says, "What's going on?" He says, "I came to share and to eat chulin with you today." What transpired? This year, this Ger Yid Nebuch, a few weeks ago, or months ago, he lost his wife, where they'd been married for many years. They used to do everything together. He was a broken spirit, he was broken. And he had nothing in his life. And Pshach understood that. He understood the meaning of what it means to lose a wife if there's only years together. Whatever it was, 50, 60 years together, and the guy had nothing left in his life. And no one to share his experience with, no one to share his life with anymore. And Pshach came down with his own children. Pshach was also nifter already. Pshach who didn't need people. He had all the whole world of Torah after him and wanted to be next to him. He went, took his chulam pot, he went down to share his chulam with this, what's it called? This distraught yid. And Lamaisa, the yid, he cheered him up, he spent the Shabbos and seeing his mirrors. I'm sure this guy, you know, he not necessarily was speaking and learning with him, but just cheered him up. Shabbos said, you know, every Shabbos we should spend together. Shabbos took the time out to realize that there's somebody else that maybe he's feeling a little under the weather, not feeling, doesn't have a good life, and he wants to make that life special for him. Where does that come from? Because a person worked on his meat as a person, worked on himself. We had it also, I think, Friday night. Two guys broke into the kitchen, and they stole the children, and they gave it, I think, to other guys also. So Shchad said. Anyway, but the Maisa, you saw that Varm is, to realize that other people in life going through hard times, other people in life that have difficulties, to get involved, to be good, to be courteous, to be kind to these people, to be kind to mankind, of Isai, not only to cats. Cats and rabbits we're all kind to when it comes to that. Baruch Hashem. But when it comes to humans, of Isai, there we have our problems. But to be emissar, a mensch, emissar, Balmidas Toivet, of Isai, to be the But Chazal said, "Yispoir, that the whole world looks upon as that's a species. That's a human being in his euphoria and godliness and greatness. That's what you aspire to be." The boy said, "That's what the Torah wants from us." So the Goyim says, "If a person doesn't become a Balmid, Lomalei, what does he have life? What's the power of the Goyim? The Goyim, he has Torah. No, he doesn't work on his needs." The boy said. To work on our midos, to be zeichah to emes achay, to be zeichah to kadosh in shemayim this world, Yisrael shebechol espoir.